Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 2nd, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. Hobbying. I like that. It's been a while.
Yeah, I did some hobby with you on the weekend, and I haven't successfully done any since. Sick children prevent such things.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Yeah, that and what I decided I wanted to hobby on required me to strip some models that I previously painted. And they are not stripping so well. So I may have to buy new models. Yay.
Yeah. That's one way of saying it.
What's funny is the first layer of paint came off, revealed a second layer of paint that I don't remember ever putting on there. It's a different color. So apparently I'd already repainted these models once, but I don't remember doing it. And that second layer of paint just does not want to come off. Apparently it's made of sterner stuff than Simple Green can handle. So
anyway. And they're plastic or metal?
They're a Privateer Press plastics.
You can't go for too much, too strong stuff.
Yeah, and I don't want to make the solution too strong of the Simple Green either. It's about 50-50 with water. I'm afraid if I try a straight up Simple Green bath, I'll come up with a melted plastic model.
Well, if you're going to buy new anyway, you might as well try it.
Exactly. That's my thoughts. All right. On to the news. So, as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is a company we've been hearing a lot about lately. One of the divisions of that company, anyway. So it's Forge World, Thousand Suns Legion Osirian Pattern Contemptor Dreadnought. That's a mouthful.
If we had to pick only one item, I think it would have been this one this week.
It is a sick-looking model.
Yes. It's looking really good. They already have a Thousand Sun Dreadnought, but this one is almost like either a character or a commander-level Dreadnought, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a veteran Dreadnought or something.
Yeah, it got a power fist with an Egyptian-like side blade under it. Got lots of decoration, a headpiece over, like a standard on top of it. Really, it's looking really, really good.
Oh, there's Sacred Dreadnoughts, apparently.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. This model is just sick. The iconography all over it, the design, it really stands out as outstanding even for Forge World. And is that a pre-order? Or is that available? Oh, no, it's available now. Oh, no, it's a pre-order.
It's pre-order until the end of this week, so you don't have long to wait.
£46. It's not cheap, but so
no,
pretty.
No, for sure.
All right. Next up, Lunes d'Argent Workshop.
Yeah, that's a French word. Okay. So we already mentioned those. That company, when they ran their either Kickstarter or Indiegogo, I don't remember, they do like dungeon tiles, but in an Egyptian team.
Right.
And they are now releasing to the public. So the Kickstarter has been completed, and it's you can order now from their web store.
Yeah, just so people don't think I'm a complete idiot, it's Lune d'Argent. I just read it in English because, you know, the notes were in English.
Yeah, and it's also so in a single word without the punctuation, which wouldn't make sense in French. So I understand why you pronounce it in English.
Yeah, so, I felt bad.
There's somewhere. Space and accents missing there.
Exactly. But somewhere my father is rolling over in his grave. next up, Broken Toad. Hearn the Huntress on pre-order.
So this is a bust, pretty big. It's a 1/10 scale, so over 4 inches. Yeah, over 4 inches. Which for a bust is cool. It's Huntress, scantily clad, but with a big wolf belt and a shield and a. Well, I have cornus, but that's a fantasy term, like a.
Antlers.
Handler's helmet, yeah. So, she looks pretty good. She's on pre-order and will be shipping at the end of May.
Yeah, she looks very, very nice. Took me a second. Broken Toad is the company that makes the brushes, right?
Exactly. They did the Tooth Fairy, if I remember correctly, too.
Yes, yes, they did. That's right. I think one of our friends, Jill, painted that at one point.
Yes, she did.
All right. Very, very cool model. Next up, Alessio
Barilotti?
Barilotti, yeah, I guess. Sculptor. Anubis on pre-order.
So this is really
what is it with the mouthfuls this week? Jeez.
So this is Anubis fighting spirits. So the Anubis Egyptian god. It's a jackal, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, jackal-headed god.
Yeah, so fighting or controlling spirits. It's scale 124, so not that big, about 3 inches, just over 3 inches high. Mm-hmm. And it's on pre-order until May 15. For €30, it's a good rebate because it's going to $45 after the pre-order.
It's an interesting model. The proportions are very appropriate for the subject. Yes. Like Egyptian gods were never portrayed as being, you know, big giant hulks of men.
Nah, not super beefy. And
So it's very well proportioned. It's definitely super stylized. I like it. If you're into Egyptian theme, this could be very cool.
The link is to his Instagram account. He doesn't have a store, so you'll have to do your communication by email and probably PayPal or something like that.
All right. Wolfthorn miniatures. Wolf Mage.
So this model is a 32mm resin miniature. It's... somebody would look maybe like a druid or a ranger, and he has 2 spirit wolf on his base around him with like almost like plumes of magic coming off their back going through his hands, like he's summoning them.
It looks like they're like it's tails or something, but yeah, it's way too long to be that. So you're right; it must be like the magic running out of his hands into it probably flows into the beast. Is there another angle?
No, sadly not. And the wolf on the right has 2 heads, almost like it's a combo of wolf coming out of the smoke
exactly.
Plume.
Mm-hmm.
So this company, I think it's their first release. Yes, it is. So they're newer, but it's a really nice mini for a first release. And also, it's pretty big. You have the druid itself, or the mage, the wolf mage, and the two spirit wolf, and that's $15.
Yeah, and I like the detail level because it's not over-detailed.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's very kind of minimalist. You know, he's got some of the little magic books or whatever and some talismans and stuff, but he's not completely overdone. I really like the look. I think this achieved a good balance. All right, next up, Figon, Dinotaur.
So, this is a 75mm scale model. It's... Think of Minotaur, but instead of a bull head, it's an alligator with horns.
Why?
Because it's cool.
Okay, I'll give you that. It is pretty cool.
And just for the name, Dinotaur. Sounds super 80s.
So it does. That's a good way to say it. It sounds so 80s.
That could be a metal cover or something like that.
Well, it's a nice looking model, though. I like the... did they paint eyelashes on it?
I'm not sure.
It totally looks like they painted eyelashes on it. Like it's a female. It's got an interesting look. I figure it makes a lot of really nice stuff. So this is definitely different than what we normally see from them. If I'm not mistaken, Figon's coming as the barbarians, right?
Yeah, they've done giants. We've seen other big monster creatures.
They've got the woman standing on the dragon head, the ranger or whatever. Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. So this is a bit different than what I've normally seen. I haven't seen any since we started doing the show. I haven't really seen any monsters from them like this.
Yeah, they had the walrusman.
All right. I forgot about the walrusman. Yeah, so, you know, if you get a thing for alligators, dinosaurs, and, or minotaurs, I guess this is for you. All right. Next up, Steamforged, Heralds of the Winter's Moon expansion.
So this is a four-man or four-models pack expansion for the Hunters. It's their first new releases since the original release last year. It's composed of a new captain, a new mascot, and a veteran, and a new striker. So four new models. It's coming with the stats card for Season 3. They're all new. They just released this week, so... All the Hunter's pair are pretty happy, and Skata, the new captain, might completely repay his Tyrann, sadly.
Yeah, is that the female character with the ponytail?
Yes.
That looks like a cool model. I really like Snow 2, the new mascot.
Yes.
The kind of Mononoke Hime wolf-looking thing.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
And I don't know about...
Ulfur?
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of got a strange pose going on. He looks a little more cartoony than the others, but could just be... it's a render, right? So I have to see what a painted one looks like.
Yeah, speaking of render, we've seen just the plastic and the renders for the farmers up to now. And today they released a painted version of one their big guy with the claws.
The Wolverine wannabe, yeah.
Yeah, he looks a lot less cartoony with the paint job. So I hope...
Yeah, exactly.
It will make the same thing for Ulfur.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. All right. Next up, Privateer Press, War Machine new releases.
I could have said Crick's new releases. So their common book came out, and with it, three new models. The Captain Icos, it's the veteran version, a new Warcaster. Also, Mor Tenebra, Newman of Necrogenesis, it's also her second version. And lastly, a new... If you war jack, the Charybdis.
Have they been waiting for that jack for a while now?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty new. It was a previous one that they've been waiting for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it the Indictor or something like that? I don't remember.
Indictor's a Menoth jack.
Okay. Another name similar or with could a be. Similar consonants.
Could be. You know, all nice models, very much what we'd come to expect from Privateer Press. Not the nicest stuff they've done, but certainly very much representative of most of the line.
Yeah. I think it goes with the faction, too. Crix is not an aesthetic I especially like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very appropriate. I'm just trying to get a better look at Icos because I couldn't see his face. But it's because he doesn't really have a face. He's got a helmet that covers everything, kind of like Mor Tenebra. Mor Tenebra is an interesting take, too. Yep. I kind of like the way she looks. And like you, I'm not much of a Crix person, but I can't deny the models are well made. Or well designed. Don't know how they're made. But all right. Next up, Reaper Miniatures, May Promo, Eli Quicknight.
So every month they release a new special edition model, a special risk cult, and you can get it either by paying for it or doing a big order, an order big enough, and you get one free. So this one, it's Eli Quicknight, an assassin with cloak, small, pretty heavy armor for an assassin, I find, but still.
You never know what you're going to need, your riveted steel breastplate. And, you know, giant shoulder pads and elbow pads.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was painted by Rhonda. Yeah, it was painted by Rhonda Bender. Yeah. I saw her husband posting something about it. Very cool model. I really like these resculpts they've been doing. I think it's a neat idea. And we've had some iconic models get resculpted this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool looking rogue. And for $9.99, really hard to go wrong.
Or free, if you order other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Free is hard to beat. All right. Next up is Bombshell Miniatures, a new Babes release.
So, it's all stuff that were in the Kickstarter, if I remember correctly. But they're out now, so I don't have all the names. You have a bunch of different characters. But the most interesting one is the one based on the, it's called Liz or something like that, an assassin.
Yeah, it's what is her name? It's like Bexham or something. It's Elizabeth Beckley's model, but yeah, I can't remember what the name is for it. But it's a play on her name. It's very, very cool. She got kind of like a masquerade ball mask on with
a corset. Venetian style.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. A corset and a long skirt. And she's got a blade that she's testing the point on. Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. It's going to drive me nuts. I can't remember the name of that sculpt now.
I'm looking for it too, and I can't find it.
I'll look it up later.
They might not be on the website yet, and they're probably coming soon then.
Yeah. And last for our non-Kickstarter news is Victoria Miniatures, Hexenheim Stormtroopers.
So those look like cool, heavily armored guardsmen, but with a long trench coat and a mix of a pit helmet and a face mask. So kind of a mix between Dead Corps and I don't remember the other faction with those helmets. Or think Dead Corps, but with the old style German helmets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they come in a single 5-pack and 10-packs.
Yeah, and Victoria, from Victoria Lamb, super, super nice lady, has some really awesome products, a lot of really great expansion packs if you want some, like, add-ons or conversion packs for your Imperial Guard.
Yeah, we don't mention her often enough because it's always, just bits. And
yeah,
there aren't not as interesting for people or for generic people. But if you're into converting garments, look at her website. They have release on every month and almost always interesting stuff. So,
and they have their own versions of like the classic, no longer really available Imperial Guard.
Yep.
So you've got your. Oh my goodness, I'm getting old, Antoine. I can't remember all those different types of guardsmen.
Which one?
But the ones that look like Victorian guards,
the Mordians?
Yes, Mordians, sorry. This was like a proxy Mordian faction. There's a proxy Valhallan faction. You've got proxy stormtroopers, you got pretty much everything.
Others like the Shiev as the Island Guard, which were not in the 40k universe. So
that's right. She's got some
and the Victorians as well. Were not the Mordians. They were the Praetorians.
Oh, okay.
The Mordians looked like super clean cut with not beret but caps.
Yeah. Some really really nice stuff there, and she has tanks too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she had the.
She has a giant one in collaboration with the Reaper, if I remember correctly.
Well, so that model exists in resin, but they also did it as part of the Bones Kickstarter.
Okay.
And I get to see Wapple paint the original resin piece. That's the Sledgehammer. It is an awesome, awesome piece.
It looks so big.
Well, it's like a what's the name of the Earthshaker cannon? It's a big Earthshaker cannon.
Okay.
All right. And that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news, of which we only have one thing this week. And that is Mantic Terrain Crate, plastic affordable fantasy terrain.
That's about it. It's a lot of different style of terrain in plastic for 28mm fantasy mostly style. But you have stuff to go in a cavern, in a dungeon.
On your guild ball pitch.
Yeah, or on your guild ball pitch. They have tracks for mines, like for carts, mining carts, big pile of treasure for treasure rooms, and different style with coins, with chests, with armors, items, dungeon debris. So much stuff. They even have campsites. They're unlocking stuff as it goes. And it's going pretty well, so they have unlocked a lot of different new items to add to it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is very, very cool. You know, this would look great on a Age of Sigmar table, a War Machine table, a Guild Ball, your RPGs, like you name it, and there's something in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some very neat stuff. All right. So let's take a look at the numbers. So they were going for $75,000. They're currently at $287,000 and, well, almost $288,000 with 12 days left to go. So unless something unforeseen happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on May 14th, 2017. And that's it, folks. That wraps up the list for this week. Antoine, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yes, it was. It has been.
And I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast. A podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.